AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. Giving a big hand clap right there. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW iHeart Radio and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me today or our guests. You choose. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call us 1-888-MY-SBC-30. 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Welcome in. I love that. Welcome in. To the show. We've got another great show for you. If you tuned in last week, you know we did a great show last week with NorCal SBDC, CoBiz, winner of the pitch deck contest for the Inclusivity Project Program. And so we're excited to bring you another show with another winner of the Inclusivity Project pitch deck program. And so we're going to do three this year. And so this is the second one. Absolutely phenomenal. We're going to bring Debbie Toasty on, who Debbie Toasty currently oversees the training program, economic impact metrics, and the centralized intake for the Northern California SBDC Lead Center. She comes from over 20 years of local small business experiences, along with an international business background. She started her SBDC career working as the business services director for the North Coast SBDC, a service center which covers Humboldt and Del Norte counties, as well as the adjacent tribal lands in Northern California. But not only that, Debbie spent the last several years working in Paris prior to coming to NorCal SBDC Singapore, where she had her own company. You know, there's something about having your own business, experiencing entrepreneurship, and working with businesses that are on their entrepreneurial path. There's those that have experiences and those that have knowledge. And when you have both, you just make it that much more powerful. So she is ready to come on the show and tell us a little bit about NorCal SBDC, their special programs, and the Inclusivity Project program, and some of the training and workshops they have coming up next. Debbie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Margaret, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. That's a great intro.
Absolutely.
I said it better myself.
Absolutely. Glad I got to say it. So you are with NorCal SBDC. NorCal SBDC covers Northern California and the SBDC program. Tell us a little bit about the program, the special programs, and the Inclusivity Project. You can wrap it up with that, and we'll go a little bit deeper with our audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to say thank you for having me on your show and the other guests. So probably some of the listeners are thinking, like, what is the SBDC, right? That's a Small Business Development Center. And we cover 36 counties. That's almost half of, like, California, and it's definitely all of Northern California. We have a lot of great programming. We do training. We have cohort learning programs. And, you know, some of our best things that we do in our strong suits is really like advising, right? Our one-to-one confidential and no-cost business advising. So folks, you know, really get a lot out of that. We have these wonderful business advisors, mentors, coaches, you know, such as Margaret Jackson here. She's one of our trainers. She's one of our business advisors, you know, and she's amazing. And she, you know, with many others, bring all our clients in and work with all of you to, you know, put you on track to success, expand your business, all those great things. But all of that being said, you know, we have so much going on. We have a finance center. We have a restaurant program. We have a tech futures group. We have California Shop Small, which is an e-commerce program. We have Beauty Boss, which specializes in the cosmetology industry. You know, we have Business Succession. We have QuickBooks. So, and we have the Inclusivity Project, which is a great program for Black and African American entrepreneurs. And with that, we have two training programs. One is called Start Smart, and the other one is Scaling Up for Success.
That's so much, Debbie. That's so much. And it's so powerful. And we still hear things like, I didn't know about SBDC. And of course, SBDC sometimes get mixed up with the Small Business Administration. And just so you guys know, the Small Business Administration is the federal body that oversees the different programs, the SCORES, the SBDCs, the Women Business Centers. These are all programs within the federal body, if you will, of Small Business Administration and Development and those sort of things. But SBDC is one of those programs. So thank you for that. And I'm going to hold off on going a little bit deeper with you. I'm going to bring on Wesley Alexander, who was with us last week as well. He is a CEO and founder of CoBiz. And so Wesley is currently serving as a CEO and founder, of course, of his business, a social impact co-working and business incubator space. I love this business incubator space in downtown Richmond that seeks to disrupt the debilitating spirit of poverty that sabotage the potential of underinvested communities. And prior to this venture, this CoBiz venture, Wesley Alexander worked for Fortune 60 for Ventures in Emerging Technology, where he managed approximately $500,000. And so, Wesley, I want to bring you on and talk a little bit more about your experience with NorCal SBDC. You have also brought two applications to market, and so as a co-founder of self-funded startups. So you have a little bit of know-how as well in terms of business and starting up and the experience and the knowledge and all of that good stuff. So tell us your experience with NorCal SBDC, the Inclusivity Project program. You were one of the judges on the pitch deck competition of the Inclusivity Project. So just give us an earful in the audience what that means to you and what those experiences were.
Thank you, Margaret, for having me. Definitely a pleasure to share. As an organization that really looks to build a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem, one of the things we notice is that people are really aren't aware of the value, or not the value, they're not aware of the SBDC as an institution that can serve us, as well as understanding the relationships and the networking that the SBDC can facilitate to support many of the Black and brown entrepreneurs on their journey to establishing a sustainable enterprises. So for me, it's been wonderful to connect with the SBDC, to connect with the other African-American chambers of commerce throughout the Bay Area, to explore ways to prepare them for success in terms of having their business plans, being able to understand their go-to-market strategies, understanding the financial statements they need to have in place in order to become prepared to compete for capital, and just most importantly, providing that community support that's needed when you are entering into entrepreneurship. So with that said, I think the Inclusivity Project is a great start for us building that connection between our entrepreneurs and the SBDC, and most importantly, opening up their eyes to what's possible in terms of doing business.
And that's so, again, that's so powerful. And so let me just pick your brain a little bit. I was one of the judges on the pitch deck competition with you, and there were, I mean, we had two different days to kind of take in all of the pitches because there were so many pitches that we needed to listen to. What did you think about in terms of some of these businesses, their ideas, the things that they're doing? You know, just kind of give us a feel for what you were processing and thinking, and how you picked the businesses that ultimately won the pitch deck competition, as we all did.
Definitely. Well, the one thing to highlight, you know, in all communities, there is talent. There are people who have visions, people who are looking for guides to help them get to where they want to go. And so it was very evident to all the participants that people invested time to putting their deck together, even if they didn't have experience, let's say, putting a pitch deck together previously, and give them an opportunity to step into an arena that they may not be comfortable in and be able to get feedback, which is really critical to being able to grow as an entrepreneur. And so I was really proud of what everyone was presenting, because they were coming from all walks of life, different industries, some in tech, some in health, others in the services, in terms of could be like in the beauty services. But they all were energized to win the competition, as well as to be able to understand what does it take to truly become a CEO of your enterprise. And so for the winners, the individuals that I thought highly of, they all demonstrated deep domain experience of their industry. They had an understanding of how to go to market. They also exhibited an ability to answer tough questions, as well as be humble enough to not make up answers when they didn't have an answer, right? And that's something that the ability to continue to grow and learn, it requires that as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely, and I love what you said about not understanding that you don't have to have the answer right now. You don't have to make something up on the spot, and you can go back, or you can say, let me get back to you on that. I don't have an answer for you on that. Because the reality is that, and I often say this in business, I'm not a unicorn, so I don't have all of the answers. I might have to go get it. I might have to go find it. But I would agree with you that the competition was very rich, with a diverse number of Black and African-American business owners presenting. It was so wonderful to see that the diversity of the different business types, from technology to beauty to it was just phenomenal. And so with that being said, before I go to commercial, I've got about 2 minutes, and I want to start a conversation with our next winner of the pitch competition. Well, it's three winners, but the second show of our pitch competition winner, who is Denzel Nonsuch. And Denzel is the co-founder of Be Slim Bariatrics, a weight loss surgery scheduling company. And he founded it with Jean Christine. And what they're doing is helping people struggling with obesity. And they believe that everyone deserves to live a healthy and happy life. And they are committed to helping people achieve their weight loss goals in a safe and suitable way. And so that being said, I've got about 1 minute. I'm going to have Denzel say hello. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper in with that. So Denzel, say hello to the audience there.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, MJ, for having me on today. The opportunity that the Northern California SBDC offer is invaluable, and I wish everybody would learn about it.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial break with that. Thank you very much. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We are back. Nice intro. We are back, and we are talking about small businesses, the importance of developing pitch decks to be utilized for different types of opportunities, for pitching to lenders, pitching to potential collaborators, investors, and the scaling up for success training that we did with NorCal SBDC. Debbie Toasty coordinated everything. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to NorCal SBDC, Debbie Toasty, CoBiz founder Wesley Alexander, and one of the winners of the pitch deck competition of the Northern California SBDC Inclusivity Project Program. And the value of really doing the internal work to scale your small business. Your small business does not have to stay small. Your small business could be on a pathway to being one of those larger organizations, to even be one of those Fortune 1000 companies. And so giving this group an opportunity to build a solid pitch deck, they rose to the occasion. And so I'm going to bring Denzel back on and such and give him an opportunity. Denzel, I want to talk to you about your experience with the Northern California Inclusivity Project program. How did you get connected? What did you think about the training that you went through? It was like 6 weeks of training and then pitching, doing your pitch deck. Kind of just draw us a picture of how it benefited you to our audience.
Okay, well, myself and my wife, we are small business owners, and we had just started this company, and we were looking for help. And the thing that we found was help is not cheap, and the quality of it is suspect sometimes. So I started to research, and I came across the Northern California SBDC, and immediately the credibility of the program was adamant. And I knew that the advice that I would get from the Northern California SBDC would be of high quality. So that's what made me initially reach out. And just so happened, it was right before they started the pitch competition, and I knew that I wanted to participate.
Well, I can tell you, you did an outstanding job. So let's talk a little bit about your company. So you established your company in 2021. So it's still a little young, but it's pretty darn strong. So you ended 2022 with a revenue of $3.97 million. Let's just say you ended it at $4 million. That's pretty impressive. Can you tell us a little bit about what your company is doing and how you're making a difference in bariatrics and doing things just a little bit different than everyone else?
So B-Slim Bariatrics is the brainchild of my wife. She was in this vertical for the last five or six years, and she saw how the companies that They did not work for the patient. They were not patient focused. They just treated patients like they were in a factory. So she had an opportunity to start this company with me, and she knew that she wanted to be patient focused. So we really focus on helping the patient make the right decision for them. So we're all about educating the patient and giving them all of the resources they need to make the right decision. And we're proud that one of the things that really set us apart from our competition is our aftercare program. Our competition, after surgery, they don't think about the patient. They are done with them. We develop a program that allows them to have one-on-one coaching, meal prep program, and their essential vitamins and supplements that they need after surgery. All of those things go into having a successful weight loss journey, and we really focus on providing that for our patients.
Well, obviously something's working. You launched July 2021. In less than 6 months, you guys achieved $1 million in revenue. You had you've performed 701 surgeries. By 2022, you secured strategic partnerships. That's just amazing. And that's really not the norm for when small businesses are starting up. It's a little bit more of a struggle. There's an article that was published in, I want to say it was 1983, by the Harvard Business Review on the five stages of small business growth. And those first three stages are kind of tough to get through. The first stage is your existing. That's kind of easy, okay? And then you go into your survival mode, and then you go into that in-between mode between survival and success. And you guys kind of just skyrocketed. So tell us, what's the secret to your success when you guys just came out of the gate and within 6 months you did $1 million in revenue?
The secret was community building. So the thing that my wife found out was that it is important to provide a community. When you are losing weight, you have a lot of fears, you have a lot of concerns, you have a lot of questions. So we built a community around B-Slim Bariatric. So when you come to us, it is not just B-Slim Bariatric that you have as a resource. You have all 701 people who have came to our program before. So we know the best practices. We know how to design a weight loss program that will succeed.
Yes, absolutely. I can see that. This is so exciting. I'm going to pause you right there for a moment, and I am going to bring back on one of our other guests, and I'm going to bring Debbie Toasty back on. Debbie, how are you? NorCal SBDC. How are you?
I'm good. This is so exciting.
Isn't it exciting? Amazing the way that this business is growing, is progressing forward. And now as an SBDC director there, how are you feeling about all of this? How are you feeling about Denzel's next step, this company Beatrix, next B-Slim Bariatrics next steps? Are you kind of like this proud program mom kind of thing? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking, what a success story. And I'm thinking, we want to write about Denzel, and we want to showcase and highlight this story because it's so amazing. Denzel made a great presentation. It was fantastic. His pitch deck was sharp. It was on point. He hit all the high marks. It was great. So congratulations, Denzel. We're so proud of you. This is an awesome success story.
Absolutely. And just in case anybody gets their feathers in a ruffle and my saying, are you having a mom moment? I'm a mom, and I get so excited about supporting my son and supporting those that I mentor and bring up. So be careful that you don't aren't quick to get offended by just being proud of and professionally proud of what's going on. We've got more to come. This is so great. Don't go anywhere. This is going to get more and more deep. It's going to get crazy here. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are live here from Silicon Valley Bay Area, around the world, iHeartRadio audience out there. We are talking Small Business Inclusivity Project. We're talking about supporting Black and African-American businesses, underserved communities in the small business space, which is awesome. And I love these different programs like the Women Business Center, the SBA program that helps women. Right? Women are also underserved community in their business development. And so this is such an honor to be able to do the work that we're doing. I'm going to bring back on Wesley Alexander, the CEO of CoBiz in Richmond, California. And Wesley is also a partner, CoBiz is also a partner in the Northern California Inclusivity Project Program. And so I want to help you learn a little bit more out there about what CoBiz is doing and how it's making a difference. So Wesley, you're used to pitch competitions. Your CoBiz space is often used for doing financial summits and financial pitches. And so kind of give us a little bit of a picture of CoBiz and really what it is doing there in the Richmond community.
Definitely, Margaret. Ultimately, when we think about communities such as Richmond, which is a traditionally marginalized area, entrepreneurs, creatives, individuals moving to purpose generally are in isolation. They don't have access to experts. They don't have access to space. They don't have access to community support to help them take their ideas and scale those ideas into something sustainable and impactful. So what we provided is a space that's open 24/7 for professionals to come work, to secure private office spaces, meeting space, event space, And then having partners such as the SBDC of NorCal, as well as the local SBDC and other stakeholders, to be able to come on site or to provide hybrid opportunities to get access to best practices when it comes to conducting business, or for those in their personal lives, financial acumen in terms of financial wealth management. We also do other additional services that we consider to be critical to facilitating wellness when it comes to providing meditation or wellness pop-ups. And our spirit of doing these different activities is to give those providers, those entrepreneurs, a place to set up shop and to be able to offer their services to members, to the community, so that they can grow in their business and be able to transition from a small business to hopefully a medium-sized business and potentially one day into a more mature, established enterprise.
Wow, that's absolutely phenomenal. And if our audience, someone from our audience wanted to connect with you, how would they connect with you?
I'd love to connect with anyone who's passionate about impact as well as entrepreneurship and just infrastructure for wellness. In that spirit, feel free to email me at Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, at CobizRichmond, that's C-O-B-I-Z, Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D.com. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn. We are also, our website is www.cobizrichmond.com, and we're on all social media platforms with the handle Cobiz Richmond. And if you need one to call, the number, this, our business line is 510-309-7107. Once again, that's 510-309-7107. Thank you, Margaret.
No problem. And again, that is cobizrichmond.com. Write that down. Get connected. Participate. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's in business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. The best segment of the show is right here, where we get to talk about small businesses even more. We get to share about what we're doing as a company, Small Business Concierge. And I have some good news here. We actually culminating the Small Business Month that Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed May as the Small Business Month instead of just the National Small Business Week. It is the National Small Business Month for the state of California. We culminated it with publishing our magazine, Small Business Concierge, our first magazine of this year. We produce four magazines a year. And so we wanted to align it with clinching the end of the month with the Small Business Concierge digital magazine. If you want to go out there and check it out, go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. It's out there on a widget, or you can look it up on issue.com as well, where we are published with over 100 million unique views on this platform a month. So I'm excited about that, and I will share a little bit more about that later on, some of the things that we have in there. But I want to get back to our winner of the, one of the winners of the Northern California Inclusivity Project Program's pitch deck competition. First pitch deck competition out of the Inclusivity Project Program in terms of this training class. Actually, it was the first training class as a scaling up training. So this is the first pitch competition. There's been others like Financial Summits, but this was just a little bit different. And so I want to bring Denzel back on. Denzel Nonesuch. And again, if you're just tuning in, he is the co-founder of B Slim Bariatrics. The company's established in 2021, already a $4 million, just shy of $4 million, but $4 million company, and has some goals and some things that they want to achieve. And so, Denzel, so going forward with B-Slim Bariatrics, what does that look like? Where are you guys going? Where are you headed? And what are those next steps? And how can you garner, and what kind of support do you need in that?
Okay, so going forward, we, again, want to focus on our patients. We want to make things easier for them. And you talked about how we have been successful. And, yes, we have been successful, but we also have made some mistakes. And one of the things that I will take ownership for, that mistake that I made early on before I was able to make connection with the Northern California SBDC, is that I funded some of our growth with debt. So we have a debt that we would like to restructure, and in restructuring that debt, it will allow us to be able to pour more money into our aftercare program. It will allow us to be able to focus more on providing value for our patients. So going forward, we definitely see $10 million as a goal for 2023. But in order to get there, we're going to need some partners, and we're looking to have one come in and help us restructure this debt so that we can fuel our growth.
That's amazing. And so, and we're going to, I'm going to have you share what that funding looks like in just a moment, but I want to talk a little bit more about, tell us about your customers and what are they saying, and what is that, what does your target market look like?
Okay. So if you want, our target market really is our patients, and our target patient, our ideal patient, is a female. She's 20 to 55. She's living in Texas. She is a mother of three. Her pain points are trying to figure out how to lose weight in a healthy way. She's tried a lot of things. She doesn't believe that it is possible for her to lose weight. So when she comes to us, she's at a point in her life where she needs real results. So what we provide is not just the actual weight loss surgery. We also provide the community for her to have all of her questions answered, all of her concerns, and not just her, but her husband or her kids, everybody that loves her, because we know that these decisions are not just made by one person. They're made by the whole family. So what we would like to do is get in there and answer everybody's questions so that everybody that loves her knows that she's making the right decision for her health and her weight.
So your top states have been Texas, Florida, and California, but your surgeries, your services are anyone in the United States. You have people traveling, yeah, and into Canada. You have people traveling all over the country to have the surgeries from however you're scheduling that, and then including Canada. So you have your top states that happens to be Texas, Florida, and California. You gave a great example of the lifestyle of that female between the ages of 20 to 55. So that's fantastic as well. If someone wanted to get a hold of you to just learn more about your services, or may want to even look at having surgery, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, first off, they can just go to our site at bslimbariatrics.com, and you can start your journey right there. Also, you can contact us on Facebook. We are on all the platforms. We also have a phone number if you want to reach out, and the phone number is 619-704-3995. So through the phone number, or through our website, or through Facebook, or TikTok, or Instagram, or Clapper, we're on all of them. So if you reach out, bslimbariatrics.com on any platform, you'll be able to find us.
This is fantastic. I've got to go to a commercial break here in a second, so I'm going to have you stay on a little bit longer. When we come back, we're going to share what that funding goal is, or what that investment, you guys are looking for investors. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Business on the Edge here with Margaret Jackson. I love it. Marvin Gaye, one of our greats. If you're just tuning in, we're at the bottom of our show. Where were you? I'm just kidding. We are at the bottom of my show, and I'm not kidding about that. But if you are just tuning in, we've had a great conversation and discussions with Northern California SBDC, Danzel Nunsuch with B Slim Bariatrics, and Wesley Alexander Cobiz Richmond. And I'm going to bring Danzel back on for just a wrap-up question here, so you know what's on his mind and their funding goals to help them reach that $10 million revenue goal. So, Danzel, are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Danzel, so before we get you out of here today, our network here is full of investors and venture capitalists and wonderful, just a wonderful network of an audience out here. If you could say anything to them and share your funding goal in terms of being funded to help you guys reach that $10 million revenue goal, what's your funding goal and what would you say to them right now? This is your 30-second pitch. What would you say to them?
Our funding goals are $650,000, and I would say that anyone who wants the opportunity to fight obesity, to take actionable steps to really make an impact on obesity in this country, then partner with B Slim Bariatrics. B Slim Bariatrics is fighting obesity on the front line every day. We're making actionable change in obesity. We are making this a healthier country, and if you want to partner with us, please reach out to us at bslimbariatrics.com.
That was like perfect. bslimbariatrics.com. And if you want to give them a call, call 619-704-3995. If you are an investor out there and you want a piece of this pie, it's worth the conversation. It's worth the conversation. These guys did $1 million in less than 6 months, $4 million, almost $4 billion now at the end of 2022. So it doesn't take rocket science to know that they look like they are on their way to a whole nother level. They're going to reach the stars for sure. So thank you, Danzel, for coming on. We appreciate you coming on, and we say good luck to you, and we're going to talk to you more offline. And so maybe we'll get you in that our Concierge magazine. I saw that you sent over a couple of articles, so we want to make sure that we talk a little bit about that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, MJ.
Absolutely. We're going to bring on Debbie Tolstoy to help us wrap up. And looks like she may have had to drop off here. So we're going to wrap up with myself and Wesley Alexander. Is Wesley still there?
Hey, Margie, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And this is funny. So dead air on radio is never great air on radio. So Wesley, before we get off the show today, and you've shared a lot of great information, and you have a lot of experience working with Fortune 60 companies, working with small businesses, bringing that acumen to small businesses. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this show today. If you could motivate them, or if you could give them some inspirational word, or if you could give them some advice, what would that advice be?
The first thing is, do not wait to have everything perfect. The 80-20 rule is really important when it comes to going to market, being able to get feedback from your target customers in regard to how your products or services are resonating with your target audience. Additionally, being open to putting yourself in positions where you may not be comfortable, like going to that networking event and just introducing yourself to people and sharing your vision. a lot of times we're kind of being very self-critical. And as an entrepreneur, you position yourself to be a CEO, and you have to know you're not going to be perfect. It's something you grow into. And so being able to connect with organizations like the SBDC is really, really critical to helping you build those relationships and that acumen, and also positioning yourself for long-term success.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring Debbie Toasty on real quick so she can tell you how you can connect with the Northern California SBDC. Hi,
yes,
Debbie.
Thanks, Margaret. Hey, yes. I'm back. So yes, if you are interested in the Inclusivity Project, please go to theinclusivityproject.com. That's our landing page. You'll learn all about the training program and how to sign up for advising. For just general services through the SBDC, you can go to our norcalsbdc.org/join. And that way you can sign up for services across our network.
We got to cut you out. I'm going to have to cut you off right there, Debbie. Okay. We got to go. Thank you for tuning in here on Business on the Edge. We are here. I've lost my train of thought. We are AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.